Now, let's go on to the next question. Several of the candidates have said they want to work to preserve the character of our community. Now, that can mean different things to different people. What aspects of Pinedale would you like to see kept as is? And what aspects would you seek to change? And how would you seek to change them? The first candidate, Miriam Carlson.
I would like to keep a lot of things about Pinedale the same. I would like to keep the Pine Creek clear and clean and beautiful. I'd like to see that our parks are kept up, that we have that beautiful vista in the background of the mountains. I don't know what I would like to change, except perhaps we have to keep from allowing urban sprawl and just any old thing to be built. I think we need to take a little better look at our zoning laws and prevent the town from just running amok. I think Pinedale is the nicest place in the world to live, and I just hope that we can keep it that way.
That was Miriam Carlson. The next candidate to answer, Gary Hoyt.
Let's be realistic about the term as is. Pinedale will never be, quote, as is, as many of us remember it. To retain some of Pinedale's historical landmarks and memories is possible, but keeping certain aspects of Pinedale's lifestyles are going to be a victim of evolution. We need to get back to the real purpose of the mayor and council's job for which they are elected. Their first duties are to protect and provide needed services to the citizens of the town, not trying to change their lives for either good or bad. I don't believe the mayor or council's job should include changing anyone's way of life just to suit others. After years on the council, there are enough issues to deal with in the everyday operations of the town without trying to get involved in the day-to-day private lives of our citizens just in the name of change. All the mayor and council's jobs should be is to try to support an orderly growth to the town and not dictate policies on how it should be accomplished without the input of its citizens.
Candidate for mayor, Gary Hoyt. Here is Robert Johnson with his answer.
I'd like to talk about preserving the character of the community, which is one of the questions. Question number two, I'd like to see the building motifs along Pine Street be similar to those that exist today and even beyond the town limits. In regard to any changes that I'd recommend for the community, if elected, I will review existing ordinances and regulations and have interaction with other people involved in the town to pursue changes that I think are appropriate.
That was Robert Johnson. Here is Stephen Smith.
Aspects of Pinedale I would like to see kept as is. Pinedale's water storage rights in Fremont Lake. They should not be sold, even though consistent flow in Pine Creek is vital to our town's character. We need to find a workable solution to use our water and prevent the loss of these rights. Small town values such as safety, civility, good schools, and a strong sense of community are the bedrock of our community, and they should not be compromised. We also need to protect the clean water, the clean air, the beautiful landscapes, and the recreation opportunities we enjoy in Pinedale. Green space, such as parks and trails, should be preserved, improved, and even expanded. Aspects I would seek to change include new construction. Housing and commercial building projects should be well-built, well-maintained, and designed to fit in with the historic character of town. I would also like to improve the relationship between the town and other local and county governments in an effort to address impacts on our community. In short, we need to work hard to balance the development and growth we are experiencing with the values and natural resources of this remarkable area.
That was candidate for mayor, Stephen Smith. Again, we want to thank Property Partners for being a sponsor of this broadcast. Remember, they are selling modular homes here in the Pinedale area, local office, local service. Often, though, you're going to find the gym is out providing that local service. The best thing to do is give them a call before you stop by. But you really should. Take a look at the photographs, the brochures. You will not believe what a modular home can look like because it actually is every bit as good, if not better, than a stick-built home because whatever can be built in the factory under controlled conditions is pre-built. Then it is assembled on site. Just go take a look at the pictures and talk to Jim. Here's his phone number to set up an appointment, 367 367-3699. That's 367-3699 for Property Partners located in the Summit Building.